This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. How's everyone doing out there? I was sorry. I was running to the mic because I was trying to turn down. Was that loud for you, Andrew?
Nah.
Sometimes I just recently cleaned up my ear.
Both of them?
One. I didn't do the other one because you gotta leave in the drops for too long. My assistant Jen got me these like ear
candles
drops. Oh. No, they're drops, and then you let them. Then they break down all the earwax because it's not good to like send things in there. All these TikTokers, like all these like pimple popper videos, have those ear things where they like go in and scrape ears. You shouldn't be doing that yourself. A doctor should do that. And so I did one ear and it really was good, but you gotta leave it in for 20 minutes and I was like, I just want to go to bed. So I'm hearing really crisply out of one. I don't understand people that can go to concerts
and what and, just in and general.
When I went to Kanye in 2017, it was so ungodly loud. Everyone in that stadium got severe damage to their ears, no matter what.
Tendonitis or whatever.
What's and it? I was just seemed like such an idiot, but I was holding my ears the whole time. I don't know why I didn't think to put in like little, you know, paper towels or something. But we're doing severe. Like Dave Grohl said, he was deaf recently. He's essentially deaf because of just. You know,
makes sense after hearing his music. shots fired, Foo Fighters.
Shots, Foo Fighters.
New Fighters, if you ask me. New, never mind. I went to a concert one time. Rap concerts, especially.
Yeah.
Where it was DMX, Eve. Remember Eve?
Oh yeah, she had claws on her tits.
On her tits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She ended up having a nice TV career.
She cut it all off. Now she looked like Eve. Really?
Okay, Noah. Yeah. Eve news over here.
Whoa.
Evening news.
You heard it here first.
Oh my God. How do you know that? And Eve seemed like she was like in her 30s like back then, but she's probably like early 20s. But she just seemed so much older back
then. She seemed like she held her own like a, someone that's like established for like 40 years.
How old is she now? She's definitely got to be 40 something, and she just had a baby. I like it. I like it a lot.
And then it was also Cash Money Millionaires, which was, you know, they sang Back That Ass Up. You know the song that I love the best?
No, I've never heard. Just kidding. Yes.
Yeah. So there was Lil Wayne and then like three other guys. And so me and three of my white fraternity brothers show up in New Orleans, and we're the only white people in this whole crowd.
Yeah.
And they go, you could have second row right here. Like we just showed up. And they're like, yeah, second row right here, $40 each. And we're like, what the fuck? This is like, is this like a privilege thing? Like, is it like reverse? Like, yeah. Like.
So what was the catch?
The catch was we were right next to the speakers.
Oh.
And the bass hits. And, dude, I swear to God, I thought I was going to, like, combust. Like, I really did think
the feeling you have anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Now imagine.
Your head's going to explode.
Now imagine being inside a woofer.
I mean, I just worry for everyone that doesn't. I just look around myself and I'm like, how do these people not have earplugs in? I know that's such a, like an old person thing to like worry about, but even like fire trucks going by, I'm just like, good God.
Yeah.
So much noise.
I mean, it was crazy. Hard to get. It was too close to be that. But I did, the girl that won the Back That Ass Up contest.
Oh, so they brought people on stage?
Yeah, to just
she
dance.
She next to you?
She like fought her way because we were second row. She started grinding with me to get closer to the stage. Like, she was using my penis to get closer to the stage.
Oh.
And she had tats all, like, looked like Eve times, you know, four and a half.
She won?
And she won the con. She got called up.
You're
and
so
she
proud
won
the- that the girl that grinded on you won?
Yeah, I think.
There was a little bit of pride.
A little bit. I love it.
Do you think that girl's still talking about that to this day?
I think she's probably dead.
Huh? Or was it Casey Anthony?
It was Casey Anthony. She just killed her baby. She went blackface and won the contest at.
When you were when they were doing the Back the Ass Up, was it twerking? Because twerking, I feel like came. I mean, I'm sure twerking's been around forever, but what kind of dancing was it?
It was.
Is it their only song?
No, they had a couple others. Then Big Timers had Get Your Roll On. They had a couple things.
But I just think it's so funny to be so hardcore and like go to these shows and be like just listening to this loud music, and then you're 27, you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you think you're so cool not wearing earplugs, but then you're going to be someone that can't hear anything. Do you ever talk to people who are deaf? Like old people who don't hear?
Yeah, my Aunt Nancy can't hear.
Yeah.
Without my dad. Ocular implants. Yeah.
Your dad can't hear, Noah?
Oh, he can't hear a thing.
Oh, do you have to scream at him, or do you?
Several times. I have to, like, every time I say something to him, I have to say it several times.
Does he have hearing aids?
That's not.
No,
that many.
He refuses. He refuses
okay, well,
to get hearing
ridiculous.
Aids.
Ridiculous.
Wait, he's refuses stubborn. Hearing aids?
But a lot of times people that don't want to admit that they're losing their hearing just get by going like, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
He has a bunch of, first of all, his phone is on the loudest, and he constantly gets phone calls. He turns his radio on in the car really, really loud. He has like the police radar detector, so that goes off. It goes bah, bah, bah. There's all these beeping sounds, and he's just driving
he
with all that noise.
It.
Can't hear it.
Doesn't bother him. Yeah, it's hard getting older and admitting that you need help in ways that you didn't before. Like, I always get so mad at my parents, and I'm like, Mom, if you pass away because you needed to hang this wreath on your own and couldn't ask someone else or even hire someone to come by and do the stuff, if Dad dies because he has to clean a gutter for you and he falls off a ladder, if that's the way he loses his life, that's embarrassing because you didn't want to spend $40 paying a handyman to come do that for you. Like, it's just these little, but I don't know what it's like to have to like give up things that were so easy for you to once do. Like, you can't sprint for fun anymore.
Can't sprint for fun. With my Aunt Nancy, we laugh about it, which I think if you can like joke with your mom about hanging a wreath on her own, maybe she'll hire someone, you know, like, I don't know. Like, my Aunt Nancy, like, it's like,
but
we don't like go, oh, she can't.
Yes.
Oh my God, she can't. Well, that'd be really
funny. Well, it'd be easy to talk about her behind her back. Nancy. You could do it in front of her back.
Yeah, in front of her back.
You just can talk like this. You just do the teeter tarker.
This is what we do. We go
teeter tarker.
I love you. I'll mouth to her while you tell her to go fuck herself.
Right
next to me.
Yes.
So I'll be like, I love you, and you're saying, fuck you, Aunt Nancy.
Yes.
Yeah. She'll never know.
And she'll never ever. I mean, the other speaking of not being able to hear, the other day you borrowed my AirPods.
Ugh. These
and
things.
You didn't understand, because I've been saying these new AirPod Pros, when you have the noise canceling on and you have just even fucking Jack Johnson playing, you can't hear anything. Yeah. It's dangerous how the noise cancellation, it's awesome. I was just brushing my teeth and I forgot I had them, what was I doing in there? I was doing something that I could hear. I was putting on my makeup and I could hear it go like on my face, like the brush is hitting it in a way that I'm like, oh, my head is like a subwoofer because it's the outside world is so quiet. The only sound that can get in is from inside the house.
Nancy'd yourself.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, I remember putting it on. I could hear this on the airplane.
You were like getting freaked out. Yeah, you could hear your own voice on an airplane. They're amazing. But yeah. I was sitting next to Andrew and I was trying to talk to him and he was not answering. And
no, I could hear you.
No, I knew you couldn't because you didn't even twitch.
I didn't even twitch. You didn't even do your normal twitch.
You didn't do your like, oh, Jesus, like flinching when I say something. It was just,
no, it is crazy. I mean, it makes the airplane way, I mean.
And now because I used to walk around the house all the time and you would talk to me and I would try to explain to you, like when I have these in, there's no getting through. When I would nap in the green room on Perfect Strangers, I would have them in and have white noise. I'm not joking you. Tsunami warnings could have gone off and I would not hear it. I would sleep through it. You could have been screaming, Nikki, we hate you to your face. And I know you were. That's what we were doing.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, I was screaming this other thing.
No, not that either.
Okay, so what are you joking? Are you going to make?
Nothing.
I just took them all from you.
No.
I stole your toolbox.
We actually left the room and we're drawing pictures of you in fucking ugly face.
There we go.
Got her.
Got me.
I love this outfit, by the way. You look like a breakdancer. I want to see
I'm
you.
I'm out of clothes. This is when
no, this is
clothes
cool.
start getting cool is when I'm out of clothes. I'm wearing pink
it's very leggings. Like you could be like, yo, back up. Everyone, back up.
Back up, back up.
Back up. Start a circle. Start a circle.
I look like I was in Diddy's like making the band. You know the ones that the woman that would come in and train them to dance? Like an older dance choreographer.
Yeah.
You know there's like the older women that just like can't really do backup anymore, but they just... You still dress
you
the part.
You danced on like Janet Jackson in the 80s. And you're like, really this, she knows like everything. And you're like, rhythm is a dancer. It's a song and prancer.
Yeah, I'm
it's
wearing the hat.
Let me see your best
mock turtleneck. My sweatshirt is literally a mock turtleneck sweatshirt from the 80s. I'm not going to dance for you. No.
Just did a robot. Just a little like. Yeah.
Wait, what's the one where you like knock your hand and it goes like woo woo around like that? No, thanks. I'm in a chair.
Huh?
I'm in a chair.
You could still have fun in a chair. A lot of people do.
I'm having fun in a chair. I don't feel like moving. I don't feel like moving today. I moved so much yesterday. Oh, my God.
Where'd you go?
I ran 4 miles for the first time in a while, and I just moved. It was just enough movement. It was probably more steps than I got in all of my time in Mexico. So I moved out.
Where'd you run? Outside?
Yeah, I did a little my regular loop. I stick to a thing. I like when I start running on a certain place, I want to do that run every time, and I don't deviate nearly at all. Perfect 4 mile loop. It takes me right back. When I loop around, I have about like a half a mile walk back to cool down and just like be on my phone and catch up on stuff that you can't really do.
Now, why is that? So you can compete against old time, so you know.
Yeah, and probably. Just because I know I can predict like. Okay, once I reach this part, it's just home, smooth sailing. There's always a downhill here. The uphill is coming here. It's just what I know. I just like what I know. It's weird to live a life where every weekend I'm in a new place because I really do like just, what's it called? Routine.
Yeah, I feel like routine. You could stick to a routine in another place as much as you can.
Outside running really gets me in another place. I have certain runs, and there are certain cities where I know exactly where to go because I've already established a run because I was there over a long weekend or something. But it's scary because when you run 4 miles, you run 2 miles, you can end up in a part of town that is so not where you want to be.
Yeah.
You can't. There's a lot of times there's just no one else is running and you're on some kind of like stretch of highway that gets like kind of gnarly and you can't, and that, or you have to like stop a lot at streets, like at, you know, stop signs or stoplights and like in it running in place. I'd rather get hit by a car than like bounce in place to keep my heart rate up. It's so humiliating. I hate it.
I love the, those people that fucking.
And they put their hand on their neck to act like they're like getting their pulse rate
Like, what is that?
No, 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 nothing. But I was struggling yesterday because like I don't have any music right now that I'm really loving.
Running to the part of town that it isn't like, it's so funny because you could stop at any second. Like, it's just such a funny
thing.
I'm in
like making a murderer territory quickly. One day I went for a run somewhere and I was like on an abandoned car lot. And I was like, this is the setting of.
Oh, that was in
the murder documentary,
right?
So no, there's been so many places where it's just like I'm on the set of the documentary about myself, where it all ends, where they find my body in like a one of those barrels and like bone fragments.
She went for a run at 2 p.m.
Yeah,
around 2:18.
She didn't show up for a show that night. They thought she might be sleeping because she tended to take depression naps. They did a wellness check and thought they might find her asleep in bed. She was nowhere to be seen. But there were
2.8 miles away from the hotel. She was found in a
we
ravine.
Checked her Nike Run app. And she like seemed to lose her mileage went down around Joe's car lot.
We actually know exactly where she is.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be pinging off the fucking towers. They'd locate me.
They I show think about up. It
all. Yeah, I just think though, sometimes if I get attacked on a run, I'll die doing what I loved, which is listening to Taylor Swift. And I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't.
What song would you want to be brutally murdered to?
I don't. That's a good question. Probably like Cardigan.
Hell yeah.
Like,
it's a good beat.
Yeah. Like at the last chorus where it's, I knew you hanging on the last train, marked me like a bloodstain.
Oh, perfect. Bloodstain?
I knew you tried to change the ending, Peter losing Wendy. I knew you leaving like a father, stab, stab, daughter. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Yeah, because it just keeps going, and I'd be like, wow. You know, I like to do everything in my life to like a soundtrack and kind of pretend I'm in a movie. So that would be, I would kind of see that shot Scorsese style. Like,
for sure.
You know,
if I ever see you get brutally murdered, I'll grab a red camera. I won't just use my phone.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the nicest thing.
And you know what songs I want at my funeral.
I do.
Well, you just go to my Spotify funeral playlist.
Why do you have it dated? It's weird.
It's weird that you don't get to, like, if I could choose, I know that's really morbid, I would choose what I was born to, but I didn't get to choose that. I'm not trying to be morbid. There's only, I don't know I'm going to get married. All I know is I'm going to die. The only thing you're guaranteed in life is dying. And I want to go out to some cool songs.
I don't know what I would want to go out to.
What about like your song that you would listen to while you were dying? Let's say not being brutally murdered, but like passing away.
I mean,
I think
the funny, the most amazing thing would be to get, if I got brutally murdered, would be A Great Day to Be Alive by Trace Atkins, I can't remember his name.
Trace Evidence.
Don't bother.
Oh, wait, you don't have any fingernails. If they try to do forensics on you after you maybe struggled, they'd be like, there's no scratch marks on the perpetrator. There would be no signs of like you defending yourself. We scraped beneath his fingernails and we couldn't get a utensil in there. They were so. How are those fingernails doing? You were doing good for a while on those.
Nah, I'm back. You're back to biting them. You know, this guy doesn't want. Whoever murders me, just do you. I don't want you to get caught. I'll bite my nails for you.
You do. You don't want them to get caught?
I don't know. Who cares?
But I just don't want other people. I want them to get caught so that other people. And so that my parents have like closure.
Yeah. I mean, I want him to kill probably 3 or 4 more people just so it's like a not cool story.
Oh, so you can be like one of the victims of like a serial killer.
But not too
killer.
Many where I'm just like a number.
Yeah, because if it's just one murder, Yeah. The guy doesn't get a lot of press.
Yes.
But if it's a serial killer, boom, you got a
I could have
thing.
My own chapter on Netflix. Oh, he found the
yeah,
guy.
You're episode two.
Eating Chick-fil-A in his car alone, listening to fucking Nora Jones.
Have you ever thought you were going to be murdered? Like legitimately murdered by someone?
Well, I told you that one guy was calling and pranking me, so I started sleeping with a knife under my bed.
Oh, yeah, that's...
But...
Like in the moment, though, have you ever thought, like, I'm about to get murdered?
Yes. In New Orleans... Speaking of New Orleans, I was there with my buddy Seth that was on the podcast.
Yeah.
And my buddy Glenn. And we were leaving a restaurant and it was like 11:30 in the morning. You don't think you're going to get murdered. There's a certain window when a murder should happen.
I bet you most murders do not happen between the hour. Like,
yeah, not for brunch.
No. McDonald's is just started. Oh, well, I guess they're not serving breakfast anymore. But yeah.
They don't serve breakfast at all anymore?
If the hash browns are still... being put away at McDonald's, you're not getting murdered.
You're either going to get... No one's waking up and murdering. You might get murdered by a guy that was still awake from the night... For the night, last nine nights, you know?
That's almost when you'd want to murder them because you just think that, like, cops are just, like, changing shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know in Columbine, the kids set off a bomb?
Whoa.
This is not the Columbine teaser I was going to say before. But do you know that they set off a bomb?
Yeah.
Across town so that everyone would be distracted by it.
Oh,
so
across town.
So all the cops would go check on that bomb and they would have all the cop activity there so it would take longer to get to the school.
A smoke screen.
Yeah.
No one's
called? Red herring. No, it's not even... I don't think it's either of those things.
A smoke herring?
Yeah, smoke herring.
Wait, okay, what were we talking about,
though? 11:30, you.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn.
Oh, yeah. So we're walking down the street in New Orleans downtown, like
breakfast.
Right by Bourbon Street. And here's the thing, like you were saying, on Bourbon Street, you could walk off literally maybe 100 feet.
Yeah.
And you could get murdered. Like, really. Yeah. Like, a lot of people get murdered. And so we're walking and this guy.
Wait, we got to go to break. Come back and we'll find out what happens with the guy. Andrew!
Coming in with a story. We're here.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and... I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, before I get back to the show, just want to be honest with you. This is like much later on in the day after we recorded the podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. We'll get right back to it. I have a special announcement to make though, and I wanted to do it alone because it's my story to tell. And I want you guys, like my close friends and my family know this already. And Andrew knows, no one knows, but I wanted you guys to know before I put it out on anything else. I am pregnant with anticipation that we have a merch store now. I'm so sorry. That's fucked up, dude. That was fucked up of me. I'm not pregnant, I promise you, but I am very excited that we have merch available for you besties. And if you're mad at me right now because I just tricked you, you should be. And maybe I jinxed it for myself. Maybe I jinxed it the way that I want to. No one even knows. What do I want? But I know that I do want you to see the merch that we... The reason this has taken so long for us to get merch is because we cared and we worked very hard with the design team to come up with like really cool stuff that we would all wear ourselves. I'm going to get all of this to wear for myself. We have hats. We have shirts. So go check it out right now. You can get to it from my website, but I'd rather you go to podshop.nikkiglaser.com. Podshop.nikkiglaser.com, and that will get you to the merch store. Let me just tell you what we have. We have one cool like logo t-shirt that's like blue. It's vintage podcast graphic tee is what it's called. And it kind of looks like Saved by the Bellish. I'm obsessed. I just love the colors of it. It is definitely unisex. Both men and women can wear it. Then we have this other one that I think, I don't know which one I like, but I like them all, but I'm going to get both. I have there's the Besties Black Tee. And by the way, getting these, if you're like a, you can get them to wear around, but they're, God, I find podcast t-shirts to be the best to wear to bed, like an extra, extra large. Oof. Or if that's just the size you wear, that too. I've never been this proud of merch before. In terms of like, I know people are going to want it and I'm proud to have my name and face on your bodies in association with this podcast because I really am proud to have you all as listeners. So it would mean a whole lot to me if you would, you know, support us, if you can afford it, you know, if you have some extra dough or a birthday coming up or, you know, anything, if you just, yeah, like if you ask for it for a gift. But go to the presale now, podshop.nikkiglaser.com. So the black shirt is so cool. It's called the Besties Black Tee, and it's me and Andrew and a picture that was taken of us like in 2018, I want to say. It's like one of our coolest pictures, and it looks like
we're in a band. It looks like we're the lead singers of Fantagram. And I do believe we sent that picture to Fantagram once on Instagram or tagged them, and they didn't acknowledge us, which I found a little shitty, even though I love their band. Then there is the podcast hat. It just says the Nikki Glaser podcast. Very cool logo. And then there's one that says All the Swells with pink. Now, these are just because there's pink in it does not mean it's not a guy can't wear it. And you'll definitely get people going like, what is that? And then you get to talk about your show, talk about us, and create conversations with strangers. And then we have one that says Bestie and the Nikki Glaser podcast logo underneath that. So two T-shirts, three different hats. I hope you just gobble it all up. This isn't my way of trying to generate revenue. This is really me just putting something out there so that we can all wear it and be proud to be in this group of people that share wanting to laugh, have a good time, get serious sometimes, be emotional, be honest, apologize when we need to, be better people, call out cuz. And just, yeah. So more merch will probably be on the way, but this is what we're starting out with, and we'd love to get an idea of what you guys want. So sorry this took so long to say, but please go check it out. A lot of good people worked behind the scenes to make this happen. Free shipping on orders over $45. If you just buy two things, it looks like that'll get you over that. The shirts are $25. The hats are $20. I think that's reasonable. Podshop.nikkiglaser.com. Free shipping on orders over $45, and it's available now, and you're the first to find out about it right now. So thank you, and I love you. Enjoy the show. We're back. So you're walking, and
some guy comes up, and he looks disgruntled. And, you know, you're like, should I cross the street? He was a black guy. So I was like, I don't want to cross and be called, feel racist. I don't want to, like, you know what I mean? But also, I'm a little nervous. And he comes right up to me, Seth, and Glenn. And he goes, you're the motherfuckers that snook me last night. And none of us know what snook meant. I think.
So you may have snooked him. You just didn't know.
Oh, how drunk we were the night before.
Well, like, yeah, who knows what it could mean anything.
I think he just profiled us as like three like dickhead white guys with brown hair. Like, you fuckers. You.
If anyone knows what snook means.
I think it's either like, part of me thinks he worked at one of the restaurants nearby and we didn't tip him. Is maybe that's what it is?
Yeah, I could see you guys doing that. I could see you snooking.
We might have snuck.
Maybe he's friends with the guy that you promised to, like, give his wife and kids.
Oh, in jail?
Yeah. Okay, you snooked him the night
before,
though.
Yeah, so
okay.
He's going, you motherfuckers.
Oh, I can tell you from Urban Dictionary if you want.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, the act of sucker punching someone.
Oh.
Oh. Well, wow. Yeah, I would be upset if I were him, too.
Something that is very good can be called the snooks. Or a gesture of defiance, disrespect, or derision made by thumbing the nose.
We might have thumbed his nose.
Oh, like Shakespearean.
Now that I hear that.
Do you shake your nose? Do you thumb your nose at me? Isn't that like a Shakespearean, like someone said, like, do you thumb your nose? It was like a way to, I think it was in like, I think it's in Romeo
Macbeth,
and Juliet.
Maybe?
Or maybe even, yeah, it's either in one of those because those are the only plays I was in.
So wait, thumb your nose? Oh, did you thumb
look,
my
wait,
nose?
Wait, seriously, Noah, look up Shakespearean, like something your nose, like thumb, nose, some kind of, it's like giving the finger for, or like in Shakespeare.
So he's yelling at us, and I think like, he's like reaching for his weight.
Please
I'm like,
up.
Oh fuck, he's got a gun. He's going to just shoot all three of us. Because he starts like.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Glenn, this is really fucked up of us. We kind of snooked Seth.
Wait a second, Snooky, remember when she got snooked?
Oh, yeah, Snooky got snooked.
Ever thought about that?
You can't snook a Snooky.
That was wild.
Who hit her? Someone hit her.
A dude at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
And MTV got a lot of shit for playing it, but I think it was good that they played it because it's like, this is what people are capable of. We don't
especially
see
in the Jersey Shore. That happens five times a night.
Insane.
That's how you get a free shot.
Poor thing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So he's searching his pockets.
So me and Glenn are like, fucking, and he gets Seth against the wall. Like, he could have picked any three of us, and he got Seth, and Seth is against the wall.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, yeah, I guess he's gonna, he could have picked any three of us, and he picked one of us three.
To murder.
Okay, so he gets Seth.
So, Seth is against the wall. He goes, "You fucking snook me." And Seth is going, "I didn't snook you."
Oh. Oh my god.
And then me and Glenn were like, we didn't run, but we
would have if you thought you could get away. You only didn't run not because of Glenn, but because you were scared that he might turn on you and shoot at
you. We kind of walked fast. We kind of left him. We left a soldier behind. You know?
Yeah, of course you did. You guys aren't good friends.
No, we're very good friends.
In a moment where you think you're gonna die, it's every man for himself.
For sure.
Yeah.
Even if you're best friends.
I think I would have done the same.
Seth is against the wall. I've never seen a man levitate. Like, he was like out of his shoe. He like got taller, and he's like, "I didn't snook you. I didn't snook you."
So what happened?
The guy killed Seth.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you? We had him on via Ouija board.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
That was cool.
It's some Wi-Fi. Ouija. So okay. Nice. So anyway, so yeah, I thought we were all going to get murdered in that moment. And I ran. We walked fast.
Gingerly walked
away. We gingerly walked fast.
Tiptoed away like this. Yeah. Like when you're like.
Like, dude, we had a good run, Seth. Oh my God. He let Seth go. He didn't hit him. Like, he was like fucking right in his face.
And then did Seth go, "What the fuck, guys?"
Kind of. Yeah. And me and Glenn were like, "Ah, you were scared, you bitch.
You got left."
You got left. Yeah. Yeah.
To die.
I mean, when did you get fear of death? Every day, obviously.
But. No. There's only been a couple times I thought I was like the time when the real estate agent, I walked in and thought that guy in the elevator was with me, that I really thought I was going to be murdered, like for sure. And then the one time when I got into a Uber and there were two guys and the doors.
Oh, you wrote me. I remember.
And the locks were sawed off and it wasn't the car that it said, but it was the guy's name. And it was so stupid of me to get in. And yeah, it was just like I knew I was going to be murdered, raped or whatever. At one stoplight, I was like, they either turn here or they go straight because the turn is going to take me right where I need to go. And I know that. And so it was just like coming down to like, this is it. What do I do? And really my mindset was like, just take it. My thing is always like, I will, if I ever, like my plan for assault, because I feel like everyone should at least run through the idea, like what would happen if it starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. But I think you're supposed to fight. I went to one jiu-jitsu class and you're supposed to fight as hard as you can knowing that. No, wait. Or did they say not fight? I should remember.
Oh, my. It is like shake a baby.
I'm not even kidding you. Like, I don't remember which one. Noah, do you know if you're supposed to fight or not? Because I know that you can get really tired really easily, especially with your arms. You're supposed to, like, fight with your legs.
Yeah, you're supposed to create distance and then just, like, run away as fast as you can.
Yeah, creating distance is the thing.
I love the idea of you being like, "Do you just got Bluetooth? Can I throw this playlist on before you murder me?"
Like, yeah, pull a Leo and stick in some...
They like this 84 Corolla AirPods. Doesn't have.
No, I do know this one trick where if they pin your arms like this, mm-hmm. you go like this. You do Snow Angel and you go down. Like you don't try to go like, you put your arms to the side like this. And then they fall forward and then you kick them over with your legs.
First of all, you didn't want a robot earlier. That was a great robot.
I'll never forget Gleb telling me, you're like robots.
No, dying horse, right? Or something.
What he said, he's like, I forget what he's, it was so mean, but I do remember robot very well. And it was like, and he tried to spin it because I was like, that's not nice. He was like, you're just so stiff, but it's good because you can program robot to do what you want. I'm like, just shut up. Shut up, Gleb.
I love a guy making an excuse. It just keeps getting worse and worse, dude.
Yes.
Like, he's like, no, you like have no brain, so I program you exactly how I want.
Yeah.
You spin around like I throw water on electric wires.
He's just so
wires.
Hot. He's like, I've never had someone listen to what I say and call me on it.
Did you ever just want to be
like closing my eyes when he was talking so I could process what he's saying?
Part of me would be like, just grab my body and move me.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's what that was for me. He really would just like grab me and like, there's a couple dances that I haven't released because they were like ones that I, you know, practiced for but didn't get to do. And he's just tossing me around. I'm just like, Weekend at Bernie-zing. That would be a hilarious dance to do on that show is wear a pair of glasses, wear a Hawaiian shirt and a baggy pair of khakis and be Weekend at Bernie's and have Gleb just like, because
that is what a lot of dances are, right? Like, it's just
like
let them
lead. God, that's so hard because
You want to fight
you
it?
You want to control. You want to fight it.
Yeah.
You want to lead. Like, have you ever slow danced, like, really with a girl and, like,
I mean, it's awkward. Yeah.
It's hard to, like, it's hard to surrender to a guy when you're, like, even just, like, rocking back and forth. I'm just, like, I want to control the pace. So, like, I don't even know how to, I don't know how to follow as much as I just want to control it.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember slow dancing was, that's like the first.
Oh, my God. Do you worry about getting a boner?
Well, it depends. Are we doing the one where it's like, remember when you're
it's
in eighth grade and you're
poke
like.
Coming through on you.
Where your hands are like on her hips and you're like, do I go lower? Do I go higher
on
the
hips?
No, like
you're flush with the girl.
No, but like I've said many times, you want a half. You want some blood, but not enough.
You want something. Right.
You never want to go full blood.
I don't think I ever slow danced outside of cotillion, which was like the mandatory kind of seventh grade dance thing.
That when you learn about forks or whatever?
Yeah, you learn like etiquette, but it was mostly like dancing. But like I never used it again. It was just a way to get kids like touching each other.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's kind of creepy when you think about it.
It was, but God, I needed it. Because I was just, there was no way it was going to happen otherwise. I don't understand how kids learn to like start kissing and touching each other without the assistance of alcohol. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think people that.
I remember we had kissing contests at like a sixth grade party.
Yeah.
And it's whoever could kiss the longest. So we would like be
so fun.
Oh, yeah.
I've been the longest I've ever made out. Yeah, I never did
the bottle.
Either.
Yeah.
7 minutes in heaven. Do you remember that?
Seven. Seven seems like a long time.
I think it's seven.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was like
I think it should be like two. I mean, seven.
Seven is a long set.
By then you forget they're in there. You're like, oh, whoa, okay. Oh, you were in there.
They ran out of
oxygen. You get in there and you just go, do we have to do this? Like that's I only know 7 minutes in heaven from childhood like movies and
TV
shows.
Do you remember in Teen Wolf when he goes in there? He goes in there and
is he turning into a wolf?
He turns into the wolf in the closet and the girl runs out and her shirt's all ripped up. Talk about nails. That boy had nails.
Yeah. Is that Michael J. Fox? Was Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
I never did any of that. What I was going to... Oh, shit. What was I going to say? Oh, spin the bottle. 7 minutes in heaven. Oh, fuck. What was I going to say? I forget.
Kids learning to touch each other without alcohol.
Yeah. Kids learning to touch each other without... I mean, that's... Please, let's not name the podcast that.
It's a little long.
You know what I was watching last night and I finished was Unorthodox. You saw that, right, Noah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it? Oh, yeah, you said it and you were like, it is so good. I cried so much last night at the last episode.
It's so good, man.
And I did not expect to cry. If you would have described to me what happened, I've never cried at someone singing.
Yeah.
That's the scene that got me. Her voice was so beautiful.
I mean, she...
That I was like... There was
especially after what we talked about yesterday,
and emotion in it.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
It was so fucking good. Yeah, that was very similar because she's like this girl that got piano lessons to and was auditioning for the school that is so for like experts, and she plays the piano, and everyone's like no, or that one mean girl is like you suck. Sorry, you're fine, but like
which
that
is
ain't
society.
Even- Yes. And then she fucking sings and it's so good.
I know. It's so
good.
And
then her husband is so proud of her. And that was so cute that Yankee was like, I'll cut off my little tendrils for you. Sorry to ruin it for you guys. But like, maybe I didn't ruin anything, but it was so, so good.
I can't believe that was there. Like, that came out
post
COVID.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
I checked it last night, March 26, 2020. So that was like, what a great time for anything to come out. Oh. Tiger King, all these things came out right at that moment. And like people, some things really benefited from that.
I love the idea of an executive going, okay, next pandemic. We're holding on to the show. Yeah. We love the show.
Listen, I think the next strain is going to come out in the fall.
Yeah. We should
hold release till then. Yeah, you just like I look at everything through that lens. Like I used to think of like as things pre 9/11, post 9/11, and now it's kind of like pre COVID, post COVID for things around this age. When I watch things on TV, I go, I wonder if these actors had to be like masked up around each other and like getting swabs at their nose. That came into my mind while watching it, and I go, oh no, they had no idea. So naive.
So early on.
Last night, I got a ring stuck on my finger from the finale of Perfect Strangers 2.
Yeah. Oh.
I cannot get it off my finger.
Oh, is that still it?
This is it. It was one of like 8 rings I was wearing. I was really ringed up. I cannot get it off my finger.
What material?
I've always wanted to do this trick that I've always seen about getting a tight ring off, where you take dental floss and you pull it through, and then you spin it around so that you squish your finger down with dental floss so you make it really tight and small, and then you unspool it. But this ring has jagged edges on it, so when you pull the floss through, it rips the floss, and so you can't pull it through. I cannot get this ring off. Last night, I stayed up till 4 in the morning because I was like obsessed. I was like reading and stuff. I was probably awake at like 2 when I started feeling like my ring feels tight and I want to get this off. I haven't been able to. I put oil all over my fingers. I've been pulling it. I cannot get it off. And I have to give it back to Danny and Emma.
Are you bleeding at all from?
No, but it's really jagged. And I like ripped up my finger last night a little bit trying to get it off.
What material is it?
It's like silver, but it's like really, like feel it.
It's not, it's almost like the Machine Gun Kelly, like Megan Fox ring that if they take it off, it's like gonna hurt them. You know what I mean, dude?
your knuckle like grew around.
I don't know how I got it on.
Yeah, it's wild.
But it won't come off, and supposedly have to have my hand up in the air for like 10 minutes to let all the blood rush down so it gets thinner. Lose 20 pounds.
Cut off your finger.
Cut off my finger. Last night I was really like, I just want to cut off my finger. Oh yeah, eat less salt. I already pretty much avoid salt, but put your hand in ice. There's all these different remedies, but I'm gonna get it off. But it's really like when you feel like something is on you, and then you start focusing on it, I just start going crazy. I had to like meditate last night to get my mind off of it, to like be like, okay, it's not actually constricting anything. There's nothing going on. You just want it off and you can't get it off. It's okay.
You're like a dog that had surgery and like can't get the thing off its neck and just wants to get it off its neck.
Yes.
Even though it's not hurting him. Yeah,
it's like, don't some religions like wear things around their leg that make them bleed so that they always remember the suffering of Christ? That's what this is.
Oh.
It is something that I'm constantly like remembering because it's so tight that it keeps me present in a way. Pain, as Sam Harris has said in the meditation that I always listen to when I'm going through pain is like one of the best, unfortunately, it's one of the best things to keep you present because it's happening at the moment and you focus on it. And focusing on anything specifically that is happening in the moment keeps you, you know, mindful. So it's kind of keeping me mindful.
I wonder if your knuckle has gotten bruised from trying to take it off. No. So it's gotten bigger.
No.
So
then it's hard. Maybe a little
I just
bit
don't know how
less.
The fuck you got that thing on.
I don't know either, dude. How does a kid get their head through a banister?
That's a good point.
You know, like you go in, you just can't get out. Noah?
Oh, I was going to say there are people who wear like butt plugs all day.
As a reminder of Christ's suffering?
Is that for Christ? That's for Christ? Interesting.
I would do that. A little kinky secret.
A butt plug for Christ.
Sometimes I found like a pair of panties that I'm just like, oh, this is a sexy secret. Some kind of like sexy. I've had sexy secrets before. You ever do that? Like some. I remember like.
Like what?
Like you know, this is gross, but like a guy goes down on you, he has a beard, and you're like, go to work like that. You're gonna have to like have my smell in your beard all day, and it's gonna be your little sexy secret. No one's gonna know. Mm-hmm. That you're gonna like have that on you or so
he's
you know
like,
something
I'm a
like
doctor like you're envisioning a guy that works in construction or something where the smell wouldn't permeate like
no
the
I'm
room.
Picturing him in like a boardroom
yeah
with like a PowerPoint presentation and he's like flaky
it's just Pepe Le Pewing around just fucking everyone's like is that pussy like everyone's like questioning it but no one can say anything I think that's pussy
or just like having a something I don't know. I guess I don't really do anything like that anymore, but it could be, it's kind of fun sometimes to like have a little thing that only you know, or like only like one other person knows.
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
I'm for the first time in my life in a relationship where I've never had this before, but I feel like the sexy things that we have are like just the intimacy that we have. I don't need to share with anyone else. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird, but like, because people are like, what are you talking about? I don't keep, it's like I can keep secrets now, but I'm not good at keeping like not sharing intimate things with my girlfriends and stuff of like, oh my God, he said this thing to me, it was so sweet, or like, because I think that I always needed validation from other people, like, oh my God, he loves you. Wow, that's mm-hmm. clear. Like, I need other people to see the proof of it because I didn't really trust it or actually feel it myself. But now I'm starting to feel the feeling of like not needing to tell anyone about anything good in my relationship that happens between us or anything like sexual or anything that's like exciting because the buck stops there. Like, it's enough that it's happening there. Mm-hmm. Whereas before it was never enough because it wasn't what I was seeking, and telling people about the stuff of my relationship was validation from them that like, oh, Nick, you are loved. Oh, he does love you. Oh, someone does desire you. And I'm just either because of myself or because of like the him, I'm feeling like, oh, that's enough. It was always never enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I also think like when I wanted to talk about sex more, I wasn't having it as much. Like, or like I was like, thinking about it because I wasn't dating someone, so it's like something that's on my mind like constantly, or right. like it's like a foreign thing that's like still like, what, you know?
Yeah,
so like, but if you're, you know, having sex a good amount, you're just like, yeah, it's part of my day, it's not that big of a deal anymore, at least
I
for me.
I still feel though that it is important to talk about because I think there are so many people out there that are looking to people like me and you who talk freely about their sex lives when others don't, to understand what to expect and to have, because if you don't talk about sex, you get in there and things happen and you go, I guess this is normal, but based on what?
Yeah.
If the only place you ever see or hear about porn is, or sex is porn, you have nothing to compare it to. And I think that like, that's as much as people are like, we don't need to hear about your sex life, Nikki. I'm like, it's not just about me being like, guess what I did, you guys? Isn't this cool? It's about me empowering people to like try new things and find pleasure and like not be scared to, because it's all stuff I struggled with. And so I think there is something to that, but I...
Oh, for sure. I was definitely awkward with sex forever. Like,
and it helps to hear people talk about it and go, honesty, me too. Or like, here's what's going to happen in there.
I just think like open conversation, like being honest, laughing at yourself, like not taking it too seriously is the best sex advice I could, because then you relax and then you can really enjoy it because you're not fucking worried the whole time about what's going
to
happen.
Someone would have told me, just you'll know what to do. You'll know what feels good and you know what won't. And like, there's nothing you can do wrong because anything that doesn't feel good to you doesn't feel good. Just follow your feelings. If you don't want to do something, you're not wrong for not wanting to do it. If you do want to do something, you're probably not wrong for wanting to do it as long as it's a consensual thing with someone of age, obviously all of that stuff. But like, I think there was so much of my approach to sex being like, well, I'm going to do it wrong. And the real answer is you can't do it wrong if it feels good. And if it doesn't feel good and you don't want to do it, you're not wrong. And I think that that is the most important thing that I wish I would have like... someone would have told me is like, you'll just know what to do. Like, I was always like, how am I going to kiss? How am I going to suck a penis? It's just like, just do what, like, you understand when someone feels good based on something you're doing.
Yeah.
You can like read someone else's, like, just go, just wing it, bitch.
Yeah. Or wing ask. Or you can always ask.
Or go on Reddit and like ask. Literally, you can find any answer you want on there. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first.
Oh boy, it's Thursday, folks. You know what that means? It's Thursday, which is a day after Wednesday and a day before Friday, if you think about it. hope you're having all the swells out there. You're gonna have a great weekend. It's a good weekend. I don't know exactly what's gonna be going on. Hopefully it's
it's the weekend.
It's the weekend, you know. Hopefully the clouds are apart and the sun is shining.
Free. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it.
You're going to a paddleball.
Oh, my dad is playing music. I'll promote that. Saturday night I'll be there at the Route 66 grill, bar and grill in Webster, Missouri, from 7 to like 11. My dad is playing with his band Glaze and the Moon Kings there, and so I'll be there on Saturday, definitely stopping by there, and so love to see you, come support my dad. And
I miss your parents. I haven't seen them in
You and Brenna should stop by if you don't have anything else to do, and also can't come up with anything else to do
on Route 68. There's a thing.
quick. Find plans.
Sorry. Route 69.
And I'm also going to Chris's paddleball tournament on Saturday morning.
I wish we could video
in fucking Fenton or something like that. I'm so excited. I want to like wear a cheerleader outfit. I want to dress up, but I don't want to make it about me. Yeah, you know? But yeah, I do want to do like
that's
a funny
what I was
thing.
Thinking.
Like, just wear it underneath your coat. It'll be your.
Just wear a sign wrap. That says.
That's a good idea. Like wear a trench coat and just like for one moment, like just do a little thing just to make him laugh. Like it wouldn't be to be like I'm Nikki Glaser and I'm funny. Everyone look at me. It just be me for.
It will be funny after a tournament. You go. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? I just have a few notes.
Hilarious. Hey, can we just like talk for a second?
Yeah. So you know how that third point you like,
you know when you got in the kitchen for a little bit, like your foot went in the kitchen, do you know what they call
oh,
that?
Oh, is it called the kitchen? Yeah. Oh yeah
that's what they call it, the kitchen. And whenever I play paddle tennis, which is like rarely,
I got hurt playing paddle. That's
I always say they're like stay out of the kitchen. I'm like, this is where a woman's place is. I should be here. I can't help it, you guys. I'm just drawn to it. I have a vagina. All right, what are you doing this weekend?
apparently a dinner, literally on Saturday. I'm not just making that up.
Route 66.
Yeah, Route 68. Yeah, Route 66.
Are you guys going just to together,
no, like
a date night?
Like people from Brenna's work is having like a thing.
Nice.
And then like a bar and then a club. And I'm like, I don't know if we got to go. Reach the club part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know when people are like, well, okay, we're going to do dinner.
Yeah,
we're going to do like a light bar where we're going to get fucked up, like fucked up enough to then go to a club.
Where you have to like go.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best thing about not drinking is you can peel off and no one even fucking notices. They go like, don't leave. And then they don't fucking notice.
They're like, thank God he left.
All right, let's get to the news. First story.
All right, Ham Drip. You remember when we talked about the first ever patient to receive a genetically altered pig heart transplant?
He died after two months.
He died. Yeah,
how did you know?
Because I read the news.
Oh, you follow that story every day?
Yeah, I've been keeping up with Pigman.
Pigman.
Do you remember that from Seinfeld?
Yeah, I kind of.
Yeah, it was a weird episode. Kramer thinks he saw Pigman in the hospital.
Just the guy with a pig nose?
Yeah, he thinks he's being experimented on. Yeah, really sad that this guy died. I guess it's really cool that he was stayed alive for.
Did he die from the pig heart falling or failing?
Doctors did not give an exact cause of death, saying only that his condition had begun deteriorating several days earlier.
God, literally a ham drip. There's like a tear coming down.
I heard he died. He choked on mud.
Let's pour one out for. Slop.
That was his name. Slop. That was the pig's name.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe. No, yeah.
I mean, look,
he got a sty in his eye.
Someone said it's COVID.
I'm sorry to hear that about that.
Yeah,
man. He was a cute little man too. He was a cutie. I saw like a selfie of him in the bed. But that is if I had a pig heart, I'd feel kind of dirty. Does that seem weird? I mean, I think I would feel cool, but there'd be something about it that I'm just like, ugh.
Pig to me. Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of, if you could pick any animal heart to have, what would you, I would want something big. I'd want like a giraffe or like a zebra.
Yeah, but that wouldn't fit in your body. You would just see all like heart.
I guess it has to be like the same size as you. And pigs can be pretty big.
Yeah.
Well,
pigs can be fucking like 800 pounds.
Oh my God, they can be so. How cute was that pig video that you found?
Oh my God, its heart. I would love for it to be in my body.
So
that's how cute it was.
It was such like a little dog. Okay, what's the next news story?
Probably a turtle, because turtles live to be like 600.
Oh, that's a good point. They've got good pacemakers, slow pacemakers, but steady.
All right, moving on.
Turtle jokes.
Britney Spears revealed horrifying details about her Vegas residency in a since-deleted Instagram post.
Oh, no. I supported this. What happened?
Okay, so she was back in Vegas 5 years after her domination residency.
I know they didn't let her wear tights, or they didn't let her go bare-legged. I know that.
Well, she wrote, "Being a guest in Las Vegas is way better than being me." ... Or wait, is it better because my family got to be the stars when I worked in Vegas? And then she goes, "I was nothing more than a puppet to my family, yet to the public I just performed on stage and did what I was told to do. But it was worse than that because it was accepted and approved by the people I loved most."
Mm. What was the picture on the post?
Yeah, well,
she like naked on top of the Paris building?
It was after she had posted those beach pictures.
It was probably some meme. Like, sometimes she just pictures, like, does, like, a heart in the sand or, like, a little child with a red rose. Like, one of those black and white photos of, like, kids kissing each other with, like, roses. And you're just like, oh, I don't like sexualized children, like, being old romantics on, like, a bench. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those, like, old-timey photos of kids in, like, a suit. And it's, like, a girl blushing and a little boy is, like, kissing
giving her
and,
a flower.
And the rose is, like, red, but the rest of the picture is black and white. She does a lot of that stuff. She likes, like, cheesy shit like that. Yeah, I mean, I went to go see her residency. That's the cool thing about Vegas is, like, you get to go see these people that are huge in, like, these very... It was a smaller venue than I would have thought. It was probably, like, 2,000 seats.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, she. I remember being impressed by her dancing because I knew that she struggled with that, especially the, that one MTV Movie Awards where we all thought she was making a comeback and she just kind of like stumbled around the stage and it just was like not the best look. And then her voice, I remember she was definitely, you know, lip syncing and also a lot of men carrying her around and just like putting her on parts of the stage, but she was
kind of Weekend at Bernie.
She was a little bit weak.
She put glasses on,
but she also I remember reading in a post that she was very upset that they made her wear tights and she could never go without her legs, and so now that's why she wants to be naked. She just like doesn't want to be constrained anymore. And she always never wanted to wear tights, and you know, famously Beyonce, Taylor Swift, like when you see pop stars with these like amazing legs that are just so smooth, they're wearing like three pairs of tights. And underneath the fishnets or whatever it is, and it really like it not only it makes you it kind of does the same thing that floss did to my finger. You wrap it around enough. Have you ever put your a ponytail in, girls, and then with one rubber band, and then you use two? The amount of more like strength it has is so much more than you would think. I know that sounds like weird that I'm saying that, but like putting on two tights is so constricting more so than one and more so than you'd think. You'd think it'd start like piling up and making you look fatter almost, but it constricts you more.
I mean, and the other thing too is like, if she's there, it's just crazy that she didn't have one person fighting for her.
Two tights?
Three tights?
Three tights.
You know what I mean though?
Baby, like, I just want to wear no tights. Baby. Where do all my tights go when I'm not wearing them? I'm scared, baby. Red tights? Brown tights? Yellow tights? Sorry. I can't help it. That voice, I just can't. I'm not even doing it justice.
I mean,
it doesn't even sound as good.
You sound more adult, but.
I know.
I just can't get over that she didn't have one. Like. I don't know, man. It's like part of me wants to be like, you're a certain age. You should be able to go, this sucks. I'm going to hire one person that has my back. But it seems like not one person
has
my back.
But how can you hire one person when you don't have any money to hire?
Yeah.
All of your, you have no, you're literally a child. I mean, no wonder she talks like a child.
I'm not too up on the whole Britney Spears thing, but it sounds like she did put a lot of her trust in her family. And that's... which she's so hurt about.
Yeah, they made her work so fucking hard. That song Work Bitch, that was not her saying, you got to work bitch. That was them.
Yelling
they were writing her a text and she was like, that's a good lyric.
Yeah.
Wow. You want a Maserati? You want a pink body?
They're kind of, you know, her family's a little bit of like swamp people. So if you get swamp people.
Oh my God, I saw the funniest thing. I went on a really deep dive this morning. I woke up super early, even though I went to bed super late. Jon Stewart's show, The Problem with Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Our friend Robbie Slovic writes on it.
Oh, yeah.
It is so funny, the podcast that they do. It's so informative. Jon Stewart's the funniest. I didn't used to watch The Daily Show religiously like everyone else did.
Me neither.
Now I get the fervor. And the obsession with Jon Stewart. He is fucking brilliant.
He's
he is
so, good.
So funny, yeah. So quick. I was watching, you gotta listen to this podcast. If anything, just go follow the Instagram account and just listen to the topics they're talking about. He's so funny all the time. Robbie is hilarious on there. I'm so proud of him. And he has, but Jon Stewart has all these young, like diverse writers. And what his head writer is this woman, but who I was like going on a deep dive for her. She does a celebrity book club podcast, kind of like our friend Claire Parker.
Yeah.
Parker has, but it's called I think it's called Celebrity Book Club. And she was going through Jamie Lynn Spears' book, and there's this line that she was quoting from it. I want to say what her name is because I feel bad that I don't have it memorized. I was just like so disoriented this morning, but Chelsea. Here it is, Chelsea Rose Devantes. She's a head writer for The Problem, and now she just got an overall deal at 20th Century Fox, so she's leaving that show. But she does this celebrity book memoir, and I just got to read this hilarious quote because her Instagram's awesome. Chelsea Devantes is Devantez, and she does these posts where it's like 8 quotes from Jamie Lynn Spears' memoir, and then you just swipe and you read 8 quotes from, you know, Kirstie Alley's memoir, and they're just like the most insane, like, kind of pull quotes. This is one from Jamie Lynn Spears. My sister's voice was throaty and strong, while mine was fluid and controlled. People said we were different, but equally as talented.
It's so much packed in one sentence.
It's just...
Yeah.
It would suck to be Solange. It would suck to be Jamie Lynn. There's no question about it. I could have never weathered that storm if I had a sister who did what I secretly wanted to do as well. And not even so secretly, you know? I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I'm so fucking glad.
What would you do?
What do you think?
Oh yeah.
I would have become a teacher. And then eventually.
You would have done the opposite. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and come back with Fanthrax. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We're back. So we do weekly sports moment or just get to Fanthrax? Do we have so much Fanthrax?
I think the sports story is pretty funny.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's Andrew's weekly sports moment.
Thrilled.
Enthusiasm.
Apparently, the latest hot ticket in combat sports is for the pillow fighting championship.
Huh. Okay. I don't like this either. I feel like people can get concussed from even pillow fights. And it hurts so bad to get hit with a pillow. It hurts. And it just always takes you by surprise.
The appeal is, okay, so in a PFC pillow fight, two competitors try over the course of three 90-second rounds to hit their opponent over the head as many times as possible. And the appeal of that is that it's unlike MMA where there's blood and, you know, these grotesque injuries.
There's just, are there feathers flying and stuff, or is it just, and is it in a ring, or is it on like,
it is like in a ring.
In a dorm, like bunk.
It's on a bed. No, I'm just kidding.
No
it's
way.
It's in a ring, and the pillows are not stuffed with feathers, they're foam.
Oh, memory foam.
I just like, it's just like, what are we doing with sports here? Like, what's next? Tickle fighting? Just, you know, what's next? Fucking, who can pull the finger and fart the best? Like, these aren't sports. Pillow fighting is not
just fun, you know?
I know, but it shouldn't be a sport.
Sports are dumb to begin with, no offense.
Like offense taken.
Fencing? Come on. Yeah, I mean, I don't love like violent sports, but yes, I get that this is more like soft and like cute. I always remember those big like Hulk hands or those like big sock'em bop'ems that you get.
That was fun.
Those were so freaking fun. I loved those. So you're, I can see.
Or the sumo. Sumo suits where you put on the big ass suits.
Yeah, I never got to
and
do
then
those.
You fight that way, and
I
no
can
one
see
really
you and Rusty
hurt.
Doing that, like wasted and spending like.
Thousands of dollars
on like buying them one time
and not even having room for them in our car. Yeah,
pillow fights though, you can scratch cornea really easily with the edge of the pillow case. I'm just worried about people's
so worried about people. But here's the thing: you could. That's the beauty of these kind of like someone could master pillow fighting in a way. Yeah, stacking cups.
Stupid.
Speaking of fencing, like you're just poking someone. Yeah. I don't get it. But there's guys out there that will fucking tear you up.
Yeah, but they gotta have
a little
an like, ape with them.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
I remember I went fishing. We got a guy
like running. You can't fuck it off.
But we went fishing and we had a guide in Florida.
Yeah.
And you know you put your rod in and you're like one fucking fish in there.
Right. And then he does it.
He went like this though. Like I'm like, what did he do? He went like this.
He's twitching it in
and
a
he
way.
He had like
that
50
look-
fish.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. It's just this though. Like why is that different?
That's what like anything
I
honestly
know.
Like
yeah.
Putting in the hours like it's so weird to me. Do you ever think about when you're trying to learn a new skill? Like you have the same I have the same hands as John Mayer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I have the same like everything that he has, like I'm not saying like I have a brain, I have no disabilities. Why my fingers could do that, and my brain could learn that, but I just like.
Yeah.
But there are things that now I can do on guitar that I never thought I could do, and it's you have to unlock it though. It's like beating a level in a video game. Like it's in you, it's there, it's like programmed in there. And I read a quote last night. That was like, think
Jamie
of...
Jamie Spears?
Yeah, this was in chapter 8. She said, the cure for cancer is probably out there, but most likely it's locked inside the mind of someone who is in poverty and has no access to education. And I thought that was a really cool quote for her on about her journey on Zoe 101.
I do. I know exactly what you're saying, though. Like, I was thinking about like golfers. I'm like, why? Are their brains, are they smarter than me? they don't have better hand-eye coordination. They started probably younger.
Yes. They got more hours in, and something unlocked when you get, when you
do it long
enough.
I know, but
when
does it exactly unlock? That's what I want to know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could practice so much, and then one day it's got
to
click.
I do know that sometimes when I'm practicing guitar, I have to put it down because everything needs to download. What I just what I just worked out, the fingering has to just go, like, it has to go.
How you practice.
It has to, and it's not going to happen while I'm still doing it over and over. It's like, I got to sleep on it. I got to think about it. I'm reading this book called The Zen Guitar, and it's really interesting because it keeps comparing it to golf. The guy that wrote it is like talking about, like, you know.
Well, there's something called Zen Golf too.
Yeah. So maybe he wrote that too because he keeps comparing so many things to golf. And it's just such a great book because I can understand, like, you know, someone like Eddie Van Halen when he used to be alive, reading this book and getting just as much out of it as I do. And like, there's something about the guitar that connects all, we're all connected in it, and we all benefit from, there's nothing technical in this book, but I'm learning so much about it and how to practice and how to treat it and knowing my limitations. It's so funny, last night I read a chapter about, like, some people are actually born gifted, but talent is obviously, like, practicing the right way, caring about it, being mindful, not getting ahead of yourself, being timing, it's all these things. But it was just interesting because there was a chapter that I picked up last night when I couldn't sleep. That was exactly what I was talking about yesterday, which was, you might not be ever be as talented as you want to be, but you gotta, when, and I heard this on a Jon Stewart podcast. So Mark Cuban was talking about diversity and like how people want more diverse and how white people are going to be the minority soon. He's like, when I change for me is opportunity. So like disability or like being like, okay, I'm never going to be as good as John Mayer in my, I could practice thousands of years, never going to be as good. Okay. What can I do instead of that, that he maybe is not going to figure out because he has such an obvious path?
Play
what
with
are
your,
other
play
things?
With your tits out?
Yeah, maybe.
Like something so simple. Like, you know what I could do? I could put a dildo in my mouth while I play.
I just like change like, to everything me is other opportunity. So whenever you're faced with change, you're like, okay, this is not like the end of something. It's the beginning of something I would never have even known.
But there is something about like Anthrax. The childhood, and this will be 2 seconds, but like when I was learning lacrosse as a kid, right, I had an old stick that like was maybe like a hand-me-down for my brother, right? I had like shitty cleats, but I would practice. I wouldn't think about exactly how I but I got so much better by the next year, and I would put down the stick for another 6 months, but it was in my brain. And I didn't think about like what kind of product I needed or like how I was practicing.
And
you
like
just
the
did.
Way my
you
foot
did.
Does this, it's just like you find the way your body works to get it done. And
without,
then there's certain
like,
little things that you can get coaching to unlock. But just feeling the guitar and treating it like trying to make a sound that's just that's true to you instead of trying to be someone else's sound. Like what sound would you make with your level of skill that just because. Watching Unorthodox last night, when that girl finally sang a song that was in Yiddish, was obviously about like the suffering of Jewish people, which is like in her soul. It like it didn't matter what she sounded like. There was just such emotion behind
it. No,
it
was about
it sounded...
Uber, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird.
Oh, it was that new TikTok song. You're right.
Yeah.
No. No, what's that one? Okay. I hate that song so much. Okay. Let's get to Anthrax.
Speaking of emotions,
Jesus Christ!
I just love that. That's Noah's love of her life, right there.
Okay. Wait, Andrew, did you want to read that message that you sent us in the text? Or
oh, yeah, we can get into that. Some guy wrote. I just sent it to our text chain.
Ravish is a word, everyone. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
He said,
I learned my lesson.
He goes, ravage or ravish? Question mark. Hoping that many people have already told you this, but either word would be appropriate in the context that you used it.
Absolutely.
Ravish might be even better.
It is better. And I am so sorry that I pretended like I thought I knew and that you were somehow like inferior to me because you didn't know that because I am dumb sometimes and I did not know that ravish
And was Radish, we thought.
Because Ravish is just so close to Ravage, and people usually say, I'm going to ravage them. I've never heard Ravish, or maybe I have heard it and just forgot. But
have you heard you look ravishing? I've heard that phrase.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
It's not ravaging.
What's that?
Rick He's Rude. A wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
He was a wrestler.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. The masseuse that I had the other day was talking to me about.
Oh, that photo I got of you getting
so good.
Coach.
That guy was so good. He talked to me so much about food and pro wrestling. And usually I would be so irritated by that. But this guy could have talked about fucking anything. He could have sold me on genocide. I was like,
he was digging.
That was the massage at the airport, right?
Oh, my God. It was so fucking good. Shout out to Houston Spa, the spa in the Houston airport. He's a
Gate 45.
A Nicaraguan man, amazing hands, get a back rub. Yeah, right by Gate 45 in Houston. I'm not kidding you guys. Go now. All right.
Okay, Noah. First message comes from Alyssa.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. What the fuck? What the fuck? I just watched F-Boy Island, and I didn't even finish the season finale. I know I'm late, but I caught up, all right? I just watched Garrett win the money, and that's it, and just, like, make himself look like such complete trash. I can't believe it. I just had to say that. This is not that important. I'm just freaking out, and I had nobody to tell. How did you keep your composure, Nikki?
Oh, my God.
What did Andrew think about this? Was he laughing? He was laughing. He made a joke about this.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Alyssa. I'm loving enthusiasm. Late enthusiasm for F-Boy Island.
I love a late enthusiasm.
Because you know what? I'm enthusiastic about F-Boy Island all over again, just because, you know, perfect, strange.
People are like, we fucking know what it
things
is.
Are going on. No, thank you for that. Okay, so yes, if you haven't seen F-Boy Island, the season finale, Garrett Morosky tells Sarah this, like,
in Yiddish.
In Yiddish, he sings an old Sarah has an F-boy and a nice guy in her final two. If she chooses a nice guy,
Josh.
If she chooses the nice guy, then it's like
she splits the money.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yes. And if she chooses
Garrett,
like things don't go well for old Sarah. And he chose to keep the money after she chose him because she thought he had given this big plea right before she chooses him. He gives this big plea of like, I love you. Like, I'm falling in love with you.
Cried a lot.
The night before, they spent an intimate evening alone. There's crying. He's just so selling it. And then he goes, sorry, Sarah, I came here as an F-boy. I'm leaving as an F-boy. He takes the money.
Ugh.
And boy, were we shocked. I have to say, like,
Yeah, you were a big proponent.
I was a huge Garrett fan. I did not like Garrett behind the scenes. Not personally, but because I was looking at his Instagram and I was disgusted by what I saw because he's just so and like just always like talking about his body and like
the 9/11
just be
photo.
like being rich and like it's just all so and I was just like, God, this guy sucks, and I would just be like so mad at him, and then I would go and sit and like, you know, they'd be setting up a shot and Garrett would be like, hey, Nikki, what's going on? And he would talk to me and I was instantly won over. He's a doll. He's a charmer.
A himbo.
And I told Sarah, I trust him. Like we knew he was an F-boy at that point. They had already revealed their statuses. But I told Sarah, I think this guy legitimately likes you and I think you should pick him, because with Josh Josh was ready to settle down. She wasn't. She just to pick Josh because he's not Garrett is not a good enough reason, and she actually was like very horned up for Garrett.
She was. I did not think. I thought he was playing. I really did think
he was. I can't believe how good of an actor he was.
I think he's he's a nice guy. Like, he fucking, he's
you very charismatic. Know him. You like him.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I like the guy. I mean, I like too. Any guy that can throw a football.
He makes me laugh. He just says ridiculous things. I have to say, as much as Alyssa, you're probably like, oh my God, he sucks and everyone like hated him. Him and Sarah now get along. Like, it's water under the bridge, but he came there to play a game. He knew going in he was going to be the villain of the show. He played a role. He did it really well. He's also someone who was a Russian orphan. He wasn't hugged or touched for the first 2 months of his life, maybe more, which is so key in a child's development. So, yeah, he's born to be a fuckboy.
And he owns it, and he's honest about it, which is, I think, more commendable than being deceitful about being a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. But I'm so excited for what's next for F-Boy Island in the franchise. And I hope you guys are as excited as I am. And that, if you haven't watched it, just get on board now. It's just something you can just throw on and go like, oh, okay, let me just like see what this is about. If you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. But like, it's something just to put on, have on in the background, something like that. And you'll get a couple laughs in, and I bet you'll get sucked into it because it's pretty damn good. I'm about to start watching Love is Blind season 2. I can't fucking wait. Chris is on season 1, and I'm going to finish it up with him. Another night I was making fun of Jessica on it because he was like, have you seen Love is Blind season 1? And I go, Jessica, who talks like this? And it's like, Barnett. And he's like shocked. He's like, wait, she and Barnett? And I'm like, oh, yeah, God, okay, I'm not going to ruin it for you. Okay, next fan thanks. Thank you, Alyssa.
Talk about a show that came out at the perfect time, too.
Oh, my God, yes. I think it would have been successful. Maybe not.
This one's from Abby.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Abby from Winnipeg, Canada.
Yes.
Can't wait to see you guys. I'm going to your show right away.
Hell yes.
I'm so excited. I heard you guys say, I really hope Andrew's there as well.
Yeah.
I love you all.
He will be there.
I'm bringing two friends that are Nikki Glaser virgins, so I'm really excited to show them how much I love you. I have a bit of a mispronunciation story. It's not really. It's about my dad, and apparently ever since he met my mom, my mom didn't know this until they sent out their wedding thank you cards, but my dad always thought might as well, aka might as well, was a single word.
Might as well.
So they were sending out their wedding thank you cards, and he was just trying to say to write might as well for something, and he was asking my mom how to spell it, and she was like, what do you mean? And he was like, M-I-G-H-A-S-W-E-L.
Might as well.
No.
Oh, my God, Abby. That's so
funny. Oh, that's good.
You dummy. But, yeah, anyway, love you guys.
Love you, Abby.
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. We'll see you in Winnipeg, the murder capital of Canada, which someone told us about because we were looking up Winnipeg facts.
Yeah, I met a guy from Canada, and I was like, going to Winnipeg? He's like, like that was his response. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently.
Well, Abby's gonna be there with two virgins.
Might as well go there.
Yeah, we'll be there with John Cullen. John's not on that one. John's on the Vancouver date. But yeah, Andrew and I will be in Winnipeg on coming up. So if you are in that area, please come out. We'd love to see you, and hopefully we'll get to meet Abby. Abby, if you want to get it, I don't know if your ticket came with a meet and greet, but they'll be for sale at like the merch booth.
I love a shortened sentence. I'll take that any.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds smart to me.
I never knew. Come on. Simon. When I used to read that is a very confusing word for a fourth grader when you're first learning, like when you're first reading books and you'd read, come on. And I didn't like how okay wasn't just okay. I don't like okay. I never liked that.
Gotcha.
I'll never forget Tyler Schoonover in fifth grade reading, and the crowd filled with applesauce, and it was applause, and he said applesauce instead.
Whoa, that was one of the best ones.
That is a different kind of. Yeah. It was a kid. It was kid in a wheelchair finishing a race, and the crowd filled with applesauce because I guess he couldn't swallow or chew. But it was applause. Might as well. You might as well.
And well.
Well, I kind of like the name Maya. So, like, if you named your if your last name was Swell,
yeah.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Ooh. Oh. Wait a second. I think we just, it could almost be Swells, you
Maya
know?
Maya Glazer.
Maya Swells. Maya Swell. Like, I'm thinking of merch. I don't know. Just ideas.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good idea.
I was thinking of a merch thing
Speaking
I want to do.
Speaking of merch is coming out soon, I think.
I want to do the Nike swoosh, but have it Nikki. I mean, I know it's been done before.
I like
do you think
that.
I'd get sued if I just make the Nike swoosh the other way or something?
I don't know. I think you could do something really funny with the swoosh that it looks like it's. I'd have to
like
think
it'd be like a sperm or something,
or maybe like you tie your ponytail in a swoosh.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
That's a good idea.
Just all right. Speak it out loud.
Final thought. Okay, so let's end with a voicemail from Ryan.
Hey, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. I just came across a really cuh video on TikTok. You can look it up, probably. It's this dude with a wearing a fur coat, and he opens up a Balenciaga box. And inside that box is a shattered iPhone. It's like an old iPhone 6. And then they flip the iPhone over, and engraved in the metal on the back is the invitation to Balenciaga's next fashion show. Ugh. And they're the ones that do the high-heeled Crocs. Fucking cuh!
I love this guy.
Ah, Ryan!
Ryan rules.
Dude, Ryan, I love you so much. That's
it's fashion, such a perfect
high fashion cuh. Is so cuh.
But the idea of like...
Fur coats are cuh.
Like, we're just fucking... We're hardcore, but we're also fucking
well, you know,
elite.
Someone was like, what could we use? What? How are our invitations going to be different? What about old iPhones? And we get an engraver and we... It's not a terrible idea, but it is cuh.
It's very cuh.
Because I have so many old iPhones and I'm not doing jack diddly squat with them. I should have a party. I should have a dinner party.
But there's something so funny about
how many I have.
Seeming relatable by showing like an old phone that's broken. Wow, you're like the...
I don't think they're being relatable.
What do you think
I think
they're
that
trying
was,
to do?
Balenciaga was doing a cool invite. Like, what could you do? My Uncle TV, Bob, was a mailman. He's retired now.
Christian
but
Boer.
He used to... Yeah. He told us that if you put stamps on anything, the postal service will send it. So he used to send us bananas, literal bananas.
No address?
He'd write it on the banana, but he'd just put stamps on it and send it. And you can send anything. And he used to send the most creative things to us all the time. He sent me like Scrabble pieces that like, and he would always put $2 bills in birthday cards. He's like one of the funniest, most creative people ever. And, but he, I think that this was just a really creative way of being like, what can our invites look like that? And I think it's not a bad idea. I will say though, it's kiss fuck. And bragging about being invited to Balenciaga's fashion show is cool. But that's what Balenciaga wanted, was people to post about the invite. And my best thing that I've ever done had to do with an engraving. And I've talked about it before, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The best thing I've ever done, the best joke I've ever done was my mom's iPad that I wrote, that I had it engraved on the back of it. I am Li Ming. I am 7. My hands hurt. I made this. What is this? My hands hurt. Which I think is
a great invitation to your wedding.
Yeah. I mean, actually I saw the best. Chris's brother, Tim, is having like a wedding reception a year or so after they've been married because of COVID stuff, just to have a bigger party. And the invitations are the coolest invitations I've ever seen. I want to show you this. Wait, where is it? Hold on. Tell me this isn't the coolest wedding invitation you've ever seen.
Is it digital?
Maybe. No, I wish it were. I'll show it to you. I think they're going out today, so I'm not ruining any like secret. And I'll ask him if it's okay if we put it on here, but it's so freaking cool. I can't even stand it. Look at this. It looks like a band poster.
Yeah, I like that. It reminds me of the Wonders, the Onators.
Oh yeah, the Onators. So look, I'll put it up in the camera.
Doing that thing you do.
The
Onators, ladies and gentlemen.
The Convies. Wait, I'm going to bar this stuff so you don't know. But that is cool. It makes me want to get
married, to come up with the cool invitations.
That's why you get married.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw a girl. The same girl, the head writer for Jon Stewart. She's getting married and she was trying on wedding dresses. And it was the first time I was ever like, oh, that looks fun. Because some of them are so creative and cool. And beautiful still. You just think that the wedding dresses are so... I don't know. I guess I've never really gotten into it. Noah, are you going to wear a wedding dress when
don't
you get married?
Don't talk to me about that.
Why?
I don't know. Because we have to wrap. Okay. We're already like an hour 20.
We have to wrap. Oh, shit. Okay. Well, we find out about Columbine. More about Columbine. Noah's wedding dress, which we'll never bring up again. And thank you so much for your Fanthrax, Ryan, Abby, and Alyssa. Love it so much. Keep writing into the podcast. Thank you so much for listening this week. We will be back next week. We are going to take, we're going to have 2 episodes next week, not 4. So just to warn you, but you will have 1 Monday and Tuesday. So just to look forward to that. As always, go subscribe on our YouTube channel and watch us. And so you get all the visual cues. Spread the love. We're climbing up in the charts. We're so grateful for you all. And check out my tour right now, NikkiLaser.com. Hope to see you out there, besties. Don't be kuh and Jack McBrayer.
Kennedy.
Oh.
Not bad.
Onassis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.